Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week. Hold it down with my cho.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga City Podcast へようこそ。Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga City Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei. And every single day of the week, I break down the world's best language and culture and all sorts of different cool, interesting Japanesey things that I do. This week, we are talking a little bit about something more that I've been asked by Kopio recently, whether it's been on campus or whether it's been talking to friends or whatnot. What anime and manga do I recommend for people wanting to learn Japanese in that fashion? Now, yesterday on the podcast, we had my friend Gabriel, who is teaching Japanese or has learned a lot of his Japanese by playing Final Fantasy and Chrono Trigger, and that has prompted a couple of responses about what Japanese games or TV shows or things do I like watching, and which ones should you watch if you would like to improve your Japanese through that medium. Well, this first goes out saying, when you're trying to learn Japanese, particularly through a medium such as a anime or a TV show, and you're not actually having literal conversation, what you're trying to use that for is to find vocabulary that you're uncomfortable with or don't know, and you're also trying to find something you can hopefully apply. So with those two ideas in mind, things like Naruto or Bleach, which I do like, aren't as good for something as opposed to something that may be something more realistic. However, there are quite a few manga that I do recommend to beginning learners in Japanese. If you would like to, actually, not even just beginning learners, people that watch Japanese in general, there's a lot of good TV shows and books that I recommend reading. The first one that I recommend reading is my favorite manga of all time. That is, I've read it in Japanese, I've read it all in English, I've seen some of the TV show, but it's an awesome story. It's written and drawn by the same people who did Death Note, also a good one, also would be on this list. Also, we'll probably mention them together here, Death Note as well as Bakuman. Bakuman is a story of two young kids in high school who, Mashiro and Takagi, who want to become manga illustrators and manga writers. The young two boys then make a deal and a pact to become famous, if you will. They'll become famous. Baku means to explode, and manga, mang is manga, so it's explosive comic is what it's really called in Japanese, and it's to become famous mangaka. Now, they do this. They have a lot of hijinks along the way and a lot of really touching things. It's the only manga that I've ever read that at the very ending of the book, I actually cried a little bit. It was just so touching and so good. And if you haven't read it yet or watched it, you can't, I don't know. It's one of those things where you kind of read because you kind of see what they're doing with the pictures and how they're leading up and how they're building things there. I think it's just a really, really good story altogether. The art is phenomenal. The writing is on point. It's just altogether an awesome comic. The next one that I recommend is, of course, Death Note. Death Note, the guy who writes it, excuse me, is a great director. He directed the Death Note movies as well. He's a fantastic guy. Death Note is really, really good if you want particularly technical Japanese and you want to see a large amount of formality going on between the characters. You have Light's father, who is high in the police force. You have L. You have Light, and all these different characters have different responsibilities and different social standings. So you have a young guy who is really, really intelligent, but he's not as old as somebody else. So he's smarter, but he's different and has done more stuff. So how do you kind of balance all of these different levels of formality between people? And this is a great comic for that particular thing. Another really, really fun. It's really cute. It's called Yotsuba. Yotsuba is about a little tiny girl with green hair, and it's kind of a slice of life comic. She's this cute little girl who's raised in rural Japan, and she goes and has little fun misadventures with her family. It really feels like Japan in this comic. It's a 4-koma manga, which is, means a 4-frame manga, where it's just a 4 little frames to show, tell a short little story, or just to kind of tell part of a story. This is what I would put comparable to the Japanese Calvin and Hobbes. It's very cute, very sweet. It really kind of shows you the little bits and intimate little close-ups of Japanese daily life. So you'll see this young girl kind of go around and have, you know, fun little things where she's playing in the water, or she's kind of walking around her neighborhood and she meets fun and interesting people. And I really like the style, but I more so like the closeness that you build with the characters. And it reminds me of Japan every time I see this really fun, interesting comic. The next comic that I recommend reading, if you're simply trying to find something that is a really, really good story and you've kind of peeled through most of the manga on Manga Fox or Manga Reader or wherever you're picking up manga and you're trying to find something that is a good story, one of the best stories in any manga, as almost anyone will tell you if you haven't already seen it or watched it or listened to it or any other form of that, is Hagane no Renkin Jutsushi or Full Metal Alchemist. A great story. It's, I think, one of the best stories out there in the manga world. Now, you may see I'm wrong, but I think it's fantastic. There are also some kind of off-the-wall manga that I really like. The first one is called Aphorism. Aphorism is a manga that was discontinued halfway through the story, so it cuts off, but it cuts off in a place that almost works. The art is wonderful, and the storyline is riveting. There are only, I think, 8 or so chapters, you kind of build this almost sense of terror as you read this comic, and you want to know all these questions that they're raising, and then it almost kind of cuts off, and it's horrifying. Like, why is it cut off? And so you want to know what's going to happen, but unfortunately there's no more of the comic, and I think that ties into how the ending works. So if you want to check it out, it's a very short read on wherever you read manga. You can read it in English or Japanese. It has things to do with kanji, so every single person has to write a kanji, and that kanji is basically what's going to get them through the next 3 years in this high school that is being attacked by monsters. And so one character writes the word for katana, they write the sword, so she gets a sword. Another character writes love, and she tells her, like, shoot hearts, but it's not very effective against monsters, and, you know, things, it's very clever. And I enjoy that manga as well. If you are looking for something, but you aren't necessarily interested in reading it in Japanese, I have the manga for you as well. This manga is not Japanese. This is a manhwa from Korea. This is one of my favorite stories. I've read it in English, and I've picked at it a little bit in Korean, but this manhwa is called The Breaker, and the second series is called The Breaker New Waves. This probably has the best art I've seen in any manga or manhwa, that is. It's fantastic. Like, this manga is, I think, it doesn't have, like, the little breaks that, you know, the hero goes and trains for a typical shonen manga, and you have, like, he suddenly gets a new move. No, the character gets his butt handed to him all the time, but it's a great shonen manga, and if you want to find something that's a little bit out of your stereotypical Japanese comic range, this is Manga Sensei, and we teach Japanese in this. I do recommend exploring a little bit in some of the world of manga and the world of the esoteric Japanese comics. There's a lot of really fun ones. There's Oishinbo, which is a comic about food, which I've read in Japanese. It's a lot of fun. The art style is not particularly great, but it's it kind of gives you a lot of good adjectives to learn in Japanese, and it was recommended to me by one of my favorite professors of Japanese literature, Professor Yamada, Brigham Young University. He's a good guy up there. He's recommended that. There's also a lot of little tiny ones. Don't try to stick into your stereotypical route of following through on, you know, Shonen Jump, though there are some great ones, but things like Full Metal Alchemist and even Shaman King are some great stories that you can tear through. Of course, there's the common ones like Naruto and One Piece and Dragon Ball, but there are always opportunities for people to learn Japanese. Some people want to learn it through manga and anime, which I think is just fine. Some people want to do it by reading good literature. Some people simply want to do it to talk to their friends or to pick up a boyfriend. I don't really care. What I do care about is that whatever medium you choose to absorb Japanese through, that you make sure to take care to find words that you don't know and simply don't get so absorbed in the little tiny details, but make sure you're able to understand and grasp these overarching concepts of Japanese language and how they formulate their sentences. If you want something more technical in Japanese, I start recommending trying to find more technical manga. There are plenty of them out there, particularly when it comes to technology. There's a lot of technology-based manga out there. There are also some great TV shows out there. One I recommend is Jin. It's about a doctor who slips back in time to the Meiji Restoration, which is very historically interesting. But with that, I am almost out of time for the day. I do recommend checking out all these different manga, as well as all these different stories that you can check out online wherever you would like to read manga. And with that, I will sign off. But remember, 皆さん, もし日本でペリペリになりたいなら、ぜひ間違えましょう。もし間違いしないと、どうやって進歩するんでしょう。ですから一緒に頑張る限り間違いましょう。それでじゃあまた明日。よろしく。See you guys tomorrow. Bye bye. Gotta punch in, get to work, すみません。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。本当に、本当に。I stay back. うちに、うちに。I like that. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky? Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess? Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually. Do I have to say? Yes, you do. In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting. Really? Yes. Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky? I never win and tell. Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.